Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Many of the old Sforim would talk about parables of kings, monarchs, because that was reality, and therefore, to bring closer to home the concept, the idea that Hashem is the king, and to have that type of relationship, it made sense because there was the existence of a king. In today's reality, where you don't have that concept of loving a king, either you have dictators that are hated, or presidents that are elected, prime ministers, they come and they go, it's not the same concept of a king at all, then you must find other ways how to connect to Avodas Hashem and find other ways of bridging the gap between an eternal Ribbono Shel Olam and have some type of way how in your mind to have a picture to be able to form some type of relationship. And if the mashal of the king doesn't work, you have to find other mashalim. Likewise, the many ideas that we find in Svarim of Avodas Hashem, Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Chassidus, if the ideas are beyond you, then for you, they're actually above your head and they're false for you because they're not accomplishing the connection, the effect that it's supposed to accomplish because it's so removed from your cognition, the ideas mentioned there, that you're only doing lip service of talking about the greatest lofty levels and therefore escaping from the physical mundane that you're up to. As we said, you could be a guy that's Einoid Milvadi, you're totally involved in yourself, in your pursuit of your covet and your taivis, and talking lofty ideas of Einoid Milvadi. And in as much as falsehood is abhorred by Hashem, as Rabbi Yehuda says in Shari Tshuva, that emes is from the Yisodei HaNefesh, and falsehood is the farthest thing from Hashem, so to talk lofty ideas without any intent to connect to these ideas is false. Likewise, when a person learns a very deep level of understanding in Gemara, and his mind has no capacity to grasp that, then for him it's false, because he's saying words, mumble-jumble words, and it's just language. He has no idea, he has no concept, no perception of the words that he's saying, and it becomes kriya practice, mumbling words. If he'd learn a simpler level, he'd have some type of connection to his learning. And it's not all or nothing, it's not one is false and one is true. What you could perceive has a certain level of truth. The Gemara in Bava Basra says there's Bali Mikra, Bali Mishnah, Bali Talmud. It's obvious that the depth of Rav Moshe Feinstein's Shas was not the simple Shas of a regular person. There's the Bali Mishnah, how he learns Gemara, how he learns, and the Bali Mikra learns, and how the Bali Talmud learns. And each one with his truth. And likewise, in Avodas Hashem, when the Gaon says people jump Madrigas, and therefore they have no Atzlocha, because they're going beyond themselves. But the bottom line is, every time you learn something, if you can't connect to it, it's meaningless at this point. And therefore it's very important, whenever you learn the Sefer, to bring the Sefer back home into your personal cognition, that it has to be meaningful to you. And sometimes you have to develop the teachings of that Sefer into a language that corresponds to your personal reality or to today's reality, the way we live today. The Tanya wants very strongly that a person should feel the excitement of a beloved king coming to your house and paying you a visit, or choosing your house to spend a summer vacation. It would be a tremendous feeling of elation to have that. He says that type of idea should be the idea that a Yid feels that for all eternity, Hashem will make himself dwell amongst us, amongst Nishmas Yisrael, especially by Tchiyas HaMeisim. He'll live amongst us. And just like when a person wins a lottery of $1 billion, he's very excited, he should take that idea and say the excitement of Ashreinu Matoiv Chelkeinu, that we got $1 billion by getting eternal Hashem to form a way, an interface, how we could have a relationship eternally with His oneness. And really only Nishmas Yisrael is equipped with the frequency, with the antennas, to be able to have that relationship. There's two things. You can have an idea that it an equation, just like 1 plus 1 equals 2, you can have an idea, designer, there must be a designer, there must be a creator. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you could relate to that mathematical equation. Yes, there must be a designer, so he's unknowable. The whole secret of Nishmas Yisrael, Torah, and Hashem are that he developed a way how Nishmas Yisrael could graft onto him to have a relationship and have a knowledge in Asogis, many Asogis, in closest to Hashem. It's very easy to talk about these ideas, but they're so far from us. But if we could bring these ideas into our cognition and start really understanding that Judaism's whole idea is to give up physicality, to give up guf, to give up bria, and to exchange the bria for the bayre, the creation for the creator, the guf for the neshama, which the neshama has the power to get to know Hashem. Therefore, he says that when a person suffers tremendously down here, tremendous yisurim, and he has the understanding that possibly he was over averis that deserve misa or krisis, and the yisurim is an expression of love, because Hashem picks on people his own size, kavayachal. He doesn't have to get even and teach us lessons. We're nothing more than dust. But within the relationship game that he created, Nishmas Yisrael, there's a seder of mishpat, and averis block the antennas of the soul from being able to house the relationship of Hashem. And therefore, we have to scrub the house down that it should be a place where Hashem could dwell. You have to scrub the neshama down so that Hashem's presence could dwell and bond with this neshama. And therefore, when the yisurim become very intense, it's that love expression of Hashem saying, I'm ready to come, I just gotta clean you a little bit. I have to get your neshama ready for my presence to bond with you forever. And that's the only way a normal person could be sameach b'yisurim. Are we crazy to be sameach b'yisurim? Of course not, nobody wants yisurim. But the understanding that our love of the closeness to Hashem, the bond, the eternal bond with Hashem, kirves Hashem, is more important to us from the entire Olam Hazeh. If the exchange of the yisurim and giving up Olam Hazeh is because we understand that we're exchanging the bria for the bayre, and therefore whatever needs to be done to purify us, as intense as it might be, but the alma de iskasya, the hidden worlds, will become clear to us and open their sun to us, their shine to us, which the expression that Hashem will take the sun out of its shield, meaning the sun means the iskalus of the Eir Hashem. It's a marshal for the Eir Hashem, when it's going to be iskalus shmoi ba'olam. And therefore, it's possible to have tremendous simcha with yisurei haguf, with tremendous pain and suffering, which is very prevalent in so many different ways, yisurei haguf, yisurei hanefesh, and the hardships of avodas Hashem. Not always is it yisurim. Sometimes it's nesayin. Hashem makes it that much harder to serve him. And lefum tzara agro, the reward is commensurate with the toil. But sometimes it's not nesayin, it's yisurim. Sometimes it's both. And therefore the Tani says, he brings from the Ramban, that an entire lifetime of the yisurim of Eoiv is better than 1 second in Gehenna. And one tiny drop of Yisurim Ba'olam Hazeh takes off intense Yisurim Ba'olam Abba, famous to Vilna Gaon. Somebody told him all the true things that it says in Yeshus Chochma, all the terrible things that happen to a neshama. And the Vilna Gaon said, but a drop of Yisurim in this world takes off a tremendous amount in Shemayim. And the real depth is that we must ponder and think, why did Hashem create the senses of pain in a person's brain? He could have created us without that sensor of pain. So of course you could argue if you wouldn't feel your skin burning, you would let the fire burn the body completely. And you wouldn't be able to repair the body and go to a doctor. But for most of history, pain was pain, and they had no cures and no way how to heal it. And it was just intense suffering. So today they have pain medication, pain management. But the bottom line is this tremendous amount of pain and suffering. Hashem could have made that a body should be like a tree. You chop it off and it doesn't have any pain sensors. The reason why Hashem created the entire concept of pain is so that there should be a concept of pain and there should be kaporis avoinis. Ad kedekach that the Medrash Rabbim Vayeshev says that the Umay Sa'olam should never have to suffer, because there's no need for them to purify themselves for eternity. Just that people shouldn't say, the Ummah Sa'ilam shouldn't make fun of Klal Yisrael, that they're a sickly nation, a cancer-ridden nation, Rahman al-Islam, so they join, just that we shouldn't suffer from the shame, and that they'll shame us. But the whole idea of Golis, the whole idea of Yisurim is not getting even, le'ma'astim, le'ga'altim, le'chaloisam. And our ideas, the Ramchal explained, sometimes the Yochid could suffer for the entire Dor, and the Seudis of Gilgul, there's all kinds of cheshbonos, but there's always going to be a payoff. If you suffered, and in your schus, the entire Dor was able to exist, then kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni yadayim l'dekav charuvin, there's all kinds of cheshbonos l'mayla. But the bottom line is that it's Yisurim, it's kaparas avoynos. And you have to see in the Yisurim an expression of love. And he says a chiddush, that if you could see the Yisurim as an expression of love, as intense as the Yisurim are, then sometimes that's mamtik didinim b'shirosham, it sweetens it, because if you could perceive that the pain and the gvurais and the dinim and the punishments are really rachmim, if you get that, then a switch could be flipped at the source and turn it into physical rachmim as well. Not always does that happen, but it could happen. And he says later that sometimes there's a way to get past Einshim without Yisurim. You can rectify your neshama without Yisurim, and that's through Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosso, studying Hilchos Shabbos and knowing it inside out, and getting Kol Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosso Meichel Kol Avinoisov. And he says not only keeping Shabbos with halacha, but spending every second Shabbos to study Torah, and not speaking a word of Dibrei Chol b'Shabbos, and to mekadosh yourself b'Shabbos, that could affect kapara without Yisurim.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.